are so back, baby.
Back, baby.
Did you miss us?
Did you miss us?
Nice.
Thanks. I'm just yes-anding.
Welcome back to Girls Unscripted. I'm Kate.
I'm Carolyn.
And Carolyn, why don't you tell us what you want to tell us?
Guys, here's what's going on. I have a gig at the Hollywood Improv on Monday at 9:30.
Huge venue.
It's in the Lab Room. And if...
Say when it is again, because I spoke over you. Sorry.
9:30. And I was like, let's make this fun. So for fans, if any of you guys come after the show, I'll be hanging out because I have, you know, friends coming. Come up to me and say the word Pizza Hut.
We chose Pizza Hut because James Kennedy had yet another pool party where they ate Pizza Hut. I don't know what chokehold Pizza Hut has over this freaking cast.
And we also want to bury it into the ground that Pizza Hut, we could be yours.
Pizza Hut, I would lose my goddamn mind if you sponsored me. I love your za.
I'm a Domino's girl, but fuck, will that mess it up? I do love the new cookie thing you got going on.
Because Pizza Hut, we'll see then they're going to want to change your mind.
That's true. We could do a live taste testing, all the things. Anyways.
Back to your, you have a show at the Hollywood Improv on Monday.
Hollywood Improv, 9:30 p.m. Come up to me afterwards, say Pizza Hut. You will get a very special surprise. I'm not going to say what it is, but come up to me. There are enough Pizza Huts to go around. So if you see someone else get to me first, just come right on up after. We'll have a group photo and I'll kiss each other. It'll be great.
Where can they get tickets?
They can get tickets online and I should put them in my bio. This is a last minute gig. And I'll also put in my bio links to other shows in the future. So if you're ever like, man, I want to see that crazy Carolyn, you'll know where to go find her.
And we'll post about it on the Girls Unscripted Instagram as well.
Exactly.
So you can't miss her. You
can't miss me.
So we just got back from Coachella. I did not see one famous person except for when I looked in the mirror. Okay. But anyways, I was like on the lookout.
Pizza Hut.
I was on the lookout though. I know Ariana Maddox was there again for weekend two.
I did see that too.
But I think I've kind of gathered that the big influencer famous person weekend is weekend one. Because this was my first Coachella. This was not your first Coachella.
This is my first Coachella in a very long time. And I camped the first time.
Yeah, that's actually insane.
And so I did not do that this time. I recommend the latter. Yeah. Unless you are like 21.
I've heard the camping is an amazing experience. I just couldn't imagine having no separation at all.
It's just one long string of events.
Yeah, it's like you live at the festival, which, yeah.
You shit where you eat. Again, you know? And they say never to do it.
Literally. But you did it and you lived to tell the tale.
I lived to tell the tale. Speaking of shit.
Oh.
We also might have walked in shit, and I was going to apologize. My shoes look like they're covered in shit, and I thought it was just mud because we ran across a mud puddle. We have a group text going now if it in fact is shit or not.
Carolyn, if you genuinely think that you stepped in shit, why did you wear those shoes and not like clean them first?
Kate, because I have tendonitis.
Okay, does that mean you can't run your shoes under some water?
This is very embarrassing for me to admit. Oh, yeah, no, for sure. Well, it's like the cloth part of it.
Get those things away from me.
It's like the cloth part of it.
No, the only reason that I'm allowing this right now is because I know for a fact it wasn't shit. So basically, if you saw videos from Coachella, there was like, all right, let me tell you my story how I found it out. So I went to the porta potties during Diplo, which, by the way, changed my life. God, I have never just... uncontrollably dance. He was doing like a Hey Y'all remix and I just lost my mind. It was awesome. But that's beside the point. I ran to the porta potties that were right next door and it was like a swamp. So my initial reaction was something happened with these porta potties.
Yeah, that was mine.
So then I went and investigated, and behind the fence, behind the porta potties, there was like a freaking geyser. Looked like Yellowstone.
It was like my mouth a few weeks ago.
Oh, Carolyn, no. I'm so sorry. No, the mouth
joke. I had to do it. I'm so sorry.
Warn me next time.
Geyser. No. And scene.
Great callback. But it was like all this water. And it was just running through into the festival. But since it was behind the fence, behind the porta potties, I think people thought it was coming from the porta potties. But I saw it while it was still light out. I was sober. I weirdly didn't even have a sip of alcohol on Sunday of the festival. I was just really vibing. Like, the music was getting me high. You know what I'm saying? So I was stone cold sober the last day of Coachella, and it was sick. And I stayed up. I still stayed up till like 3 a.m. So you know what it was? Sick.
What?
I had Excedrin that morning.
That does it.
Excedrin
everyone.
Has so much caffeine in it. If
does
you
it?
Don't
I didn't know.
Know
that.
No, it does.
Is that what helps headaches?
Yes.
That makes fucking sense.
That's
Kate?
Why it's the best
Sorry,
headache
that was
medicine.
Aggressive, but that
no,
makes sense.
Doesn't that click? That's why everyone's like, Excedrin's the best headache medicine. No, it's because Excedrin, I mean, it is, but it's because it has caffeine in it.
I either have to have a Diet Coke or Excedrin, but it can't be Advil if I'm having that bad of a headache.
Imagine what would happen to you you had a Diet Coke and Excedrin.
I would be through the roof. I'd be Ariana six shots deep.
Six espresso shots.
Six espresso shots deep on a normal Wednesday.
Yeah, like when I go out, I famously don't do drugs. I'm like one of them.
She's like so cool.
It's my fun never have I ever that always gets everyone out because I've like
never ever.
I've never done like cocaine or anything like that. I've always been interested. I don't know. My anxiety is so goddamn bad. I could do
it. I hear you on that.
But
I feel like we do share that.
Yes, we do.
We both have that's very high anxiety.
That's our big, you know, who doesn't though? At this age, if you don't have anxiety, you're lying.
At this year.
But my friends have partaken in recreational activities like that. And I've always been so jealous that they can stay up like all night and I couldn't. So I would take Excedrin at like 9 p.m.
Oh, you bad girl.
It was best night, some of the best nights of my life
you
on Excedrin.
You naughty, naughty girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and you run with a fun crew too.
And that's how I keep up.
And that's
also
how
not
keep
sponsored
up.
By Excedrin. But we'd be open to it.
I would consider it. I would open it.
I would
open the email.
Crush up the Excedrin and sprinkle it on my Pizza Hut.
So
that would be literally the best night of my life.
We'll combine whatever the fuck you want to combine. Co-sponsorships. We just have dollars in our eyes. It's so bad.
It's pretty desperate. So Carolyn, I don't know how much you want to say, but I do want to... I already told her that I had to remind her that she said this to me at Coachella. On Sunday, we were walking to the final act, which was John Summit, which by the way, we got there and immediately lost you. We were like all together and then you guys just floated away. You and she was with her husband, Kyle. Mm-hmm. And when we
had a great time, to
he
say
had
the
a,
least.
Oh my God, he had a blast. We were walking to John Summit and you were like, Kate, did you hear? And I'm like, what? And she goes, I spoke to God yesterday. And then she told me all about how she talked to God. It sounded awesome.
What can I say? It was a religious experience.
Yeah, Coachella
the
is.
The music, the middle of the desert. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yep.
Need I say more?
Maybe that's all we need to say.
It was wild. It was a lot of fun.
I will say I didn't tell you this yet, but I just thought of it. So there was one point, I think it was when we were like sitting at Doja Cat and you and Kyle, you and Kyle were just like sitting next to each other and like just talking and giggling and you guys are just really cute together.
That's so sweet.
I was like watching you, just like admiring you. You guys just all weekend just felt like besties.
We are besties.
Like you were just bopping around places, like dancing, singing, hugging. It was you guys. Yeah. That was a couple goals.
And we didn't get to see each other a whole lot this weekend.
No.
Way less than I wanted to.
You guys
to.
Were definitely, well, you guys were with God.
Well, and I was.
So I wasn't invited to that party.
I was in a literal different dimension. You didn't have access to where I was.
I wasn't with God.
I was in the VIP access.
Yeah, a very special VIP.
We would get lost from the group and then couldn't find anybody. So it would just be me and him together forever like the whole day, which to me felt like 5,000 days because the concept of time did not exist.
God, it was the longest days of my life.
And just literally, they were very long. My feet were my dogs were barking.
The dogs were barking. Another highlight of Coachella when I was with Carolyn before she met the man upstairs was we went and we saw Chapel Roan together. Mm. And it was only me, you, Kyle, and one other girl. Like the group did not care about seeing Chapel Roan. And while we were watching, Carolyn had like this epiphany and she was like, wait a second, is this the girl that sings the song about Tennessee and West Hollywood or Tennessee and Santa Monica or whatever? And I was like, yeah, Pink Pony Club. she freaked out. She was like, this is my anthem. Because the lyrics are like, I'm leaving Tennessee. I'm going to Santa Monica.
Yeah, like I miss you. I love you. But this is where I'm supposed to be.
And she pretty much cried.
And she has a picture of me literally in the, like, the sobbing sad face emoji.
It was beautiful. I was glad I was there for it.
It was so cute. And I love Chapel Roan now. Kyle's favorite this weekend.
Chapel Roan was a standout. Chapel Roan was a standout.
Yeah. Diplo. Who was your favorite? Diplo?
Diplo was... Okay, so Diplo was where I had the most fun, but that's like to be expected because he just plays like
Diplo
bops, you know? Yeah, yeah. Chapel Hell Roan. Yeah. Oh, and we were together for this one. Kid Cudi.
Well, for the short amount of time that Kid Cudi
we
was
were at
there.
Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi wasn't at Kid Cudi.
Kid Cudi made a special appearance. Kid Cudi comes out. Hey, it was hilarious because he was basically saying, I know you guys won't like these songs because you won't know them, but stay tuned because you'll have music that I like.
No, I actually appreciated that. He like gave
us
a timeline.
Honest.
He was like, all right, we have 1.5 songs left and then we'll rage, which I understood him being like, look, my hits are from like 2013.
Yeah.
Let me play some new music. And then for like the last 10 minutes, I'll just like throw the fucking classics.
Which he started to. And we got, we just started getting into it. Which ones were they?
So the only songs he played that I knew was...
It was like the last two.
Well, he played one in the middle, which was I'll Be Up, Up, and Away.
I love that one.
So he did play that one in the middle.
Okay, so I knew three.
Then he played, which I forgot this was him, Memories by David Guetta.
That was the big one I was...
Mm. Let me sing it for everyone. All the crazy shit I did tonight. Those will be the best memories. Oh, that song fucks. I like freaked out when I heard that. I forgot it was him.
Yeah.
Then... He played Pursuit of Happiness, but like the fun Project X remix.
Then boom, gone.
Then gone. But I thought the Pursuit of Happiness was the final song.
I did too.
So I and thought it was over.
He made such a big deal leading up to it that I just assumed like, oh, he wasn't kidding. He was like, we have a certain amount of time to rage and then I'm out of here.
Right. Like there was no like, thanks everybody.
Yeah, no, there was no thanks. The next thing we knew, it was lights up. It was time to go to the next place.
We were kind of like... I guess he didn't want to play Day and Night because that's like a huge song. But I don't know. I was like, he's going to end on Pursuit of Happiness. I forgot Day and Night has a remix that's like all over TikTok. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Will you sing it for me,
where
please?
Where it's like at night.
Bow, bow, bow. Is it a recent one?
I'll send it to you. I'll just send it
to
you.
No. Please try.
I've done the best I can.
Please try.
Yeah, so basically what happened is during Memories, he like jumped off the stage, I guess, to like dance in the crowd. He was really like reliving his youth, which was pretty cute. I think he was like, he was smiling from ear to ear the whole time. Like I felt like I was watching my son perform on stage.
It was so
cute. I was like so proud of him.
Although when he does step down, so then later we see the video of like, oh shit, he broke his foot and that's why they had to stop. Which I will say, this will date me, but when I was at Coachella last time, it was Florence and the Machine. She broke her foot while performing, kept on going.
Well, because she's a woman and we can endure more pain than
that. That is so true. But watching the video of Kid Cudi, he's like wobbling.
It wasn't a good look.
It's such a cute little like, whoa, and then
it was kind of an embarrassing fall. It was kind of an embarrassing fall.
It wasn't graceful.
But yeah,
sexy.
I thought that was, Coachella, no notes. I would go again because I'm not a big festy gal, as we've learned. From just me saying I've never done a drug. But I would go again if it was a good lineup, for sure. I really enjoyed it. I've come home from weekends in like Vegas where I've been more tired.
I would also go back if it were like the right circumstances and the right lineup. Hey, I didn't think this lineup was good. I was just like, hey, I'm not gonna be young forever. I might as well go while I can still fucking send it.
For it not being the best lineup, it honestly surpassed my expectations.
We had somewhere to be at all times. And there were multiple times where we were torn into which way to go, which is hence why you lose everybody.
Yeah.
And when and it's so hard to find people once you lose them there.
Right. One thing I want to say other than Coachella, just for a quick gabbity, just to close the loop my car situation.
Oh, my God.
So I think when I last left you guys, they found drugs in my car. Did I talk about that on here?
You did.
Okay.
But will you give a preface? They weren't her drugs.
They were obviously they weren't my drugs.
They were.
That would have been the perfect opportunity for me to try. What? I was crawling all in that backseat. I probably did them. My car got totaled and I got a check for some money, and I used that check, more money than I thought I would get, like $9,000. My car was shitty though. Used that check to get a new car, and I got the same exact car as Carolyn.
You guessed it.
Our periods aren't synced yet, but our cars are.
They're super cute. One's silver, one's black. I wanted a black one. So
yeah, honestly, I wasn't really fucked. It's a Nissan Rogue. I wasn't really.
Again, could be you, Nissan.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. We use a lot
There's
of brands.
So many sponsorship opportunities. Just
life is filled with them, believe it or not.
But yeah, I don't know. I love it. And now I have a new car. I have an SUV and I feel really high up off the ground. It's cool. And that's all I want to say.
Hot up, up, and away.
I'm up, up, and away.
Up, and away.
Thank you for joining me on this journey.
Thank you for joining me on my journey, Kate.
I didn't. Your,
well,
your mouth
you were
journey?
There in spirit. No.
Oh, the journey with God.
My journey.
Your journey.
My fun weekend.
Speaking of fun, will this be our segue into what we're actually here to talk about?
I think so.
It was a big crossover 2 hours between the Valley being on Vanderpump and then Vanderpump being on the Valley. And
they bled into each other.
At this point, I'm kind of like, let's just like get rid of the inconsequential? Is that a word?
Inconsequential is a word.
What's
a
word
where
it's people that don't matter?
Insignificant? I think maybe you're thinking of inconsequential.
Okay. I'm going to restart. Let's get rid of the people that don't matter.
Yeah.
And just make one giant show at this point.
I was saying the same thing. Like, why are we doing this? I feel like, Bravo, we've gone backwards in development. It was like, great, we have this strategy. We have these two shows. And now it's like, well, maybe he should be on that show.
We are making the Valley because Jax and Brittany are no longer on Vanderpump Rules. But we're also going to put Jax and Brittany on Vanderpump Rules.
And then we're going to put Sheena on the Valley.
And Tom Schwartz.
And
Lala.
Yeah.
Whatever.
My theory is that I think they're going to all just be on the Valley. I've said this before. But yeah. I think that's maybe what they're trying to get us accustomed to. Of like, look, it's not a really different show. It's the same
like
show.
Maybe we won't even notice.
Maybe
we won't even notice.
I mean, Kristen's still a mess. But this isn't the Valley.
No, this is the Vanderpump. The Valley episode will be after this.
Will be after this one.
So obviously in the beginning of Vanderpump, we do like the little like, we're seeing Katie do this, James do this. I had one note for that little bit is that we do see Ariana and Dan hard launch over FaceTime.
Oh yeah. Was that the hard launch? I feel like we've seen him.
I don't think he's been on Vanderpump yet. I think that was the first time we've heard his voice. I could be wrong.
Oh, maybe.
I could be wrong.
Maybe just because I've done so much stalking. I feel like I know him.
He's a part of us now.
Right.
I actually used to do what Ariana did because you guys all have heard about my ex-boyfriend by this point. I lived with him for like an extra 3 months after we broke up because he wouldn't move out. And I had started like seeing actually my current boyfriend like towards the end of that. And I used to like hide out on my balcony and FaceTime Dan.
So you wouldn't hurt his feelings?
No, not that. I just didn't want him to like hear.
Yeah, it's weird regardless.
I don't really care about hurting his feelings. He wasn't very nice to me.
Yeah.
But I just like, I don't need him to hear. It's just awkward. I just didn't need him to hear like my whole FaceTime conversation. So
yeah.
I'm with you, Ariana, on that.
I didn't love when he was like, is that what you want? There is some microcosm of, what's his name?
Tom,
the boyfriend.
Oh, Dan.
Of Dan that I think a little icky, and I can't put my finger on it yet.
Hey, hold on to that because you may be proven right in the future.
But I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you're wrong too.
Because I want the best for Ariana.
Yeah. So our first real scene is in James and Allie's when Jax comes over and he is introduced as Jax,
ex-employee
or whatever. In what alternative universe is Jax Taylor going to James Kennedy's house to complain about Katie Maloney?
Everything's fucked up. It's all so bizarre and so weird.
And then also in the same alternative universe, James is sticking up for Katie Maloney because him and Katie are little fucking besties at this point.
Yeah.
I love that. So then after James's house, we go to Sheena's house where we've got our first Valley Vanderpump crossover, and Sheena is talking to Brittany. And I think it was interesting how she, in her Talking Head interview, is explaining to us how she knows Brittany. She's like, yeah, I've known Brittany for a couple of years now. I've actually known her one day longer than Jax has known her. It's like, do the producers think we have amnesia?
Yeah.
We know who Brittany is.
Right.
That's weird.
Do any of you not know who Brittany is? We all know who Brittany is. We know who Brittany is. No, that's not it. Jax.
That's good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. We but know who Brittany is.
And then basically just in this scene is when Sheena's talking about how Scandoval made her now nervous and has thoughts about, could Brock do that with Lala? And like, could my friend betray me?
You
like
did that.
Yeah.
You did that.
I get it. I get it. I think the producers are saying, hey, Lala. You want to get with Brock maybe? Bigger storyline for you? We'll maybe throw in a couple extra dollars.
That's
for you.
So true.
Lala's really doing anything to get that bag and to get on LVP's good side and the producer's good side. No, I don't think she'd actually hook up with Brock.
She's earning that coin. Talk about sponsorship. Amazon Live. We mentioned this last week. Mm. Did you see someone commented of like, you guys are acting as if you wouldn't do it yourselves, go on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Someone said that on TikTok.
I responded being like, I would take a swag bag and do it. Payment.
I would do anything on Amazon.
Yeah, I would.
I'm literally paying Amazon every single month already. Yeah. I'm giving them my money.
I'm sponsoring Amazon Live.
You're
welcome.
Our Prime dollars are going towards Lala's Amazon Live.
She's doing great.
But yeah, obviously, if Amazon Live hit us up, we're just saying, I think I would reveal the gender of my baby on Amazon Live?
I really don't think so. Unless it was that much. It must have been that much money.
But I guess if you've already told everybody else.
That's true.
Why not?
Yeah, who the fuck? Payday. She's supporting her family. But yeah, at the same time, if I were in the situation, I'm not on a reality TV show and I'm not famous. But if I were in the situation, I don't think I would ever suspect Kyle of like doing this. I think it's kind of far-fetched for her to still be this upset at the thought of maybe Brock will cheat on her one day, or maybe he did cheat on her one day, because she was so blindsided with the Raquel situation.
There is a piece of me that does think that she is just using this as a way to be like, but this is how it affected me.
Yeah, no, totally.
But I will say, when someone really close to you can lie to you so easily, it does kind of make your trust flags go up.
Here's my thing, though. It wasn't so easily. She had her location. She knew that if stuff wasn't adding up.
You know what? You're right. And she does claim that she was suspicious.
She says that she was suspicious for a while. And so for her to be like, it was absolutely blindly out of nowhere, I think it's just a little, it's a little much.
Yeah.
It's a 10. We could take it to a 7.
During this scene, Brock, and I'm pretty sure I'm right about this, has his first ever solo scene that's like not with someone from Vanderpump Rules, when he goes to the coffee shop with his friend, his other like New Zealand friend.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of like talking and he's being vulnerable about being jobless. But that moment I was like, all right, Brock is a main cast member. Like, he's doing his own scenes now.
You know what? So I was looking up for this week's ASMR and I saw a schedule of like when castmates were main cast and supporting cast and recurring or whatever. Brock was technically a main cast member back in season 9, apparently.
Oh, that makes sense. And then and then everyone hated him.
And then he must have been.
I didn't know you could be a main, because I see that on like Wikipedia. It'll,
yeah,
like,
it
tell
says
you that
on Wikipedia,
yeah.
And who knows how true that is, but like.
Interesting. I'm not surprised. He was a huge, huge part of season 9.
Then he cut his hair and we're like, yes,
different
daddy.
Person, different person.
Different person.
I think my favorite scene of this whole episode was Tom and Katie together at that diner.
That was real. Mel's Diner, that's where Kyle and I go. Well, they went to the Hollywood one. We go to the one in Santa Monica, yeah. Like.
I think there's one in West Hollywood, too. I think it's,
yeah,
like
there's
a
lot. There's a lot.
Yeah.
It's so good. They got the Lana Del Rey shake. Like, it's just so good.
Damn. Okay. Mel's Diner. Yeah. Also not a sponsor.
Also, fuck.
But.
God, we're going to make a list.
The amount of companies we keep naming. I don't know. I truly think that Tom and Katie were just meant to be friends all along. Like,
yeah.
Watching them at this diner scene made me realize, like, now they make sense to me.
Yeah.
The whole time they've been together, I'm like, I don't understand these two. But like, typically I would say it's impossible to be friends with your ex. And typically I would say maybe you shouldn't be friends with your ex. But in this case, it's very different. I want them to be friends forever.
Yeah.
I think that's what's healthy and what works for them.
They have that special bond.
They do.
I mean, they got married for a reason. They also got divorced for a reason.
Ain't that?
I think that relationships evolve.
Yeah. I do think there was like some like sexual tension between the two of them.
Okay. Did he mention the threesome in this? Or not threesome. Oh my God.
Being with Tori. Yeah.
Or yes. Or one night stand. Did he mention? Is that a preview?
It's a preview for next episode.
Okay. So husband Kyle is like he thinks this is going to happen. He is so confident. I'm like, I don't think it's going to happen, actually. But every time it's mentioned, it is one more fist pump from Kyle being like, yeah.
I think that Tom Schwartz wants what he can't have and Katie likes the attention, but I could see it.
Yeah. I don't think I could. Would Katie do it one night?
I think they're on good terms. And she, I think they had, when they didn't have sex, a good sex life, because it's been confirmed by Joe on her live stream. Did you see that video where she was like, Schwartz is good at sex. I don't know why Katie didn't lick his dick.
And it was weird, but like sucking him off. It was really weird. It was, yeah.
But X-rated. So Tom is good at sex. Katie is supposedly a freak. They like mentioned that in a lot of Vanderpump reunions. So yeah. Maybe like one last hurrah.
Yeah. But oh, that never ends well. Don't do it, Katie.
Yeah. I mean,
do it for the plot. Do it for ratings, but don't do it for your well-being.
So Sheena and Brock go on a date.
Oh, their anniversary.
Their anniversary date. I love how Sheena makes this prenup joke where she's like, well, we do have a prenup. If anything goes south, we're fine. Ha ha ha. I mean, like, I don't even know where it is though. Like, I feel like she realized what she was saying.
Yeah.
And then needed to like soften it up a little bit. But yeah. She should fucking have a prenup.
Yeah, she should.
And it doesn't matter if she doesn't know where it is. It still exists legally.
That just made like, no sense.
Just like Tom Schwartz losing the marriage license. Like, you're still legally married.
A prenup, yeah, isn't like like it's not 1915. If you have a prenup or a legal document, it is in the ether somewhere. Right. You can easily retrieve it.
I did think it was refreshing seeing a nice scene between the two of them. There was one big topic of conversation though at this dinner that I do kind of want to get your opinion on. And it's, you know, they're crying about Brock and how this could be his second chance of being a dad. And at first I was like, okay. But then when I really thought about it, I'm like, is that okay to say? Like, if his kids may inevitably watch this someday, and I feel like that would be such a punch in the face. Like, what about the first chance? Like, yeah. I'm still here, Dad.
I wasn't upset about, like, thinking about the kids watching it at some point. I was upset for Brock because I don't think they should be compared.
No.
At all. I don't think it's fair to compare children, like, in any capacity, especially when, well, no, you're right. Especially for the kids. It was such a tumultuous past and probably really traumatic for them and super traumatic for him. I don't know what the therapist says to do here, because that's a weird one in the handbook.
Well, you know what a therapist probably wouldn't say to do?
Say that.
Or when you already have a kid named Winter. Do you know this?
One of his kids is named Winter?
One of his kids is named Winter. And then Summer was born. They named her Summer. Wait for it. They have the same exact birthday. So he has two kids named Winter and Summer, and they are born on the same exact day.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
Someone on TikTok, and I don't know if this is true, so this is not like fact, but someone on TikTok said, you know, there's Summer Moon, mm-hmm. and they said that the other kid's name is Winter Sky.
There's no way.
But Summer and Winter, I mean, I would say there's no way. So nothing fucking surprises me at this point.
And the same exact birthday?
Yeah, and his ex-baby mama's name is Lena. Lena and Sheena.
Weird.
I just made that up.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
oh man, I was like, I'm so glad I didn't know this at Coachella.
Got him.
Like, it was another timeline. They swapped timelines.
What's happening? No, her name's not Lena. I mean, it could be. I don't know.
Here's what I didn't like about it. Sheena saying, well, sometimes I feel like we're just not enough for you. It'd be so fucked up if a guy said that to a wife who wants to work. What makes it okay for her to say that to a dude who wants to work? Like, isn't that backwards kind of feminism?
Yeah, I could see that.
I mean, just, but like I'm asking, like, why would it be okay?
But men do say that to women who don't want to work when they just want to be the breadwinners. I am kind of here for like the Sheena breadwinner, Brock be a stay-at-home dad.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, let Brock be a stay-at-home dad.
But he doesn't want to be a stay-at-home dad.
He doesn't want to be. So just like wives that don't want to just be stay-at-home moms, if the husband were like, well, are we not enough for you, honey? Why don't you stay in the kitchen?
I see what you're saying. We're not enough. See.
Why don't you be a dad this time around? I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, I feel you.
It rubbed me the wrong way.
I feel you. Now, we're at your favorite part.
Oh my God, are we at TatLogic?
Yes, so Tom and Tom get in their little fucking Hot Wheels car.
Holy shit.
And my first note was, Tom and Tom in the car, grow up.
That was so crazy.
Grow up. If so this crazy. Was like, look, the fucking motorcycle sidecar, that was cute. Mm-hmm. But that was back when we liked you. We don't like you anymore. Grow up.
It's just, it's really on the nose for a midlife crisis.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, whatever. More power. It's better than the fucking golf cart Jax has been driving around in the Valley. We'll talk about that in the Valley episode. It was like the most badass drive with the most badass entrance. They're going to the tattoo shop.
Them hopping out.
They hop out of the car and then they walk into the tattoo shop and George is like, yeah, I'd like to get a tattoo of my dogs.
Of Butters?
Of Gordo and Butters.
How do you feel about dog tattoos?
It's a no for me, but knowing, I think people can get whatever the fuck they want tattooed on them. I don't really care either way.
Fair.
He loves Gordo and Butters. I think the placement was nice.
Yeah.
And the tattoo looked really good. So yeah, more
power
to him.
It is nice to know that he can like love something selflessly enough to keep them alive.
So he has a tattoo on his body of the four things he loves the most. Gordo and Butters, Bubba, and Lisa Vanderpump. He got LVP tattooed on his abs. Oh, well, Gordo and Butters are
Gordo
two entities.
And Butters. Oh, gotcha. I was like, oh, shit. Where's this nipple tat?
And Tom falls off the chair.
Tom falls off the chair. Tom mentions them possibly being roommates in the house.
That is a bullshit storyline to me, but sorry, go on.
Which I haven't thought about that. I think Tom's unhinged enough that he would suggest that. Because he's desperate. Because he clearly doesn't handle his money well. And he's like grasping at straws of ways that this could actually work.
It makes perfect sense for Sandoval to want that.
Right.
Why would Schwartz, by Schwartz moving in there, he's literally just helping Sandoval pay his mortgage.
Just pay a very large mortgage that he shouldn't have had in the first place.
It's stupid. I don't think Tom's ever, like, Tom Schwartz was ever actually considering
it. I also think he thinks that Tom is probably one of the only ones that's enough of a pushover that might actually consider it.
I also think Schwartz is smart enough, though, to know that he could not live with Sandoval. Like, we've seen Schwartz's apartment. It's fairly clean.
Like, it wasn't for a while.
Schwartz?
Yeah.
Why? Because he had all the plants. I guess it was kind of dirty.
When he was moving into it, it was like, I promise I'm still moving in.
I just feel like anyone knows that Sandoval is like gross and Schwartz is smart enough to know I'm not going to move in with him. He's gross.
I don't know. He just gets grosser and grosser. Did you listen to Rachel Goes Rogue?
I listened to like two episodes
ago. I just had to stop listening to it because it's all the same at this point.
Okay, actually, yes. It's she's talking about the same thing every episode. And it's also been a tough listen because she's like, yeah, I'm watching back Vanderpump and it's making me really mentally unwell. I'm like, then stop listening to it. And then I also feel like I'm almost enabling you by listening to your podcast.
I'm giving your sponsor something to do.
Yeah.
But the things that she says, I mean, just how manipulative he is, just it sucks. Not to give her like 100% credence to everything that she's saying. I don't know if I use that word correctly. The superfluous line has me all messed up.
I don't
now
know what
if
anything
I'm using
means.
Words correctly. I did know superfluous.
Okay, flex.
And I'm smart as fuck, and I'm really intelligent. I forgot what I was saying. I'm sorry. What? Where
I'm
were we?
So smart. What were we saying?
But no, actually, what were we saying?
We were just going on a rant about the Toms living with each other.
It's a bad idea. Shouldn't happen. The way that he says, you have a soda gun? Dude, yes.
What is a soda gun?
Was out of this world.
I don't know what that is.
I was going to ask you that. Is that, are they talking about the Soda Stream? Are they talking about an actual gun? No, because he says two things. It's a soda gun and something else. And beer taps.
Oh, it's like when you go to a bar and they fill up your soda like with their thumb on the thing.
Oh, that actually is pretty
no,
sick.
No, that actually
that is
sick.
Really cool. I take everything back,
I might
Tom.
Have to get me one of them.
I'm so sorry. That's
you
really
can get one
cool.
for $400.
Yeah, because he said and beer taps, so that makes sense.
Yeah, that's sick.
Okay. Then we're at the Face Gym with James and Allie. I've seen this ads for this place. I've been like, I want to go here. Then I look into it. I'm like, this sounds like a waste of money. When I was looking it up, I thought it was going to be like, you just do this for like an hour.
Yeah, like you're literally.
You know, like you're just moving your face around.
No, it'd be sick if you had like little weights that you had to like rest on your cheeks. And you had to like little dumbbells. I just am convinced that like these fads are hitting up Vanderpump. Be like, will you just come here and have a conversation? Because they always like, remember when Stassi and Tom Schwartz, which is the weirdest duo to do this, went and she got her vagina bedazzled?
Oh, none of this. Yes.
They just go and do these like random little things to like. And then the scene after that is like a quick scene with Ariana at her gym. Craig, the hot assistant, comes in. I'm loving him on my TV screen. I'm beginning to think the only scenes...
Wait, I'm dying. Sorry. I'm just now realizing that's the hot guy that you said from the bar. You think he's hot?
I think he's cute, but I think he's trying too hard now. I think he's Tom Sandoval coded now. He was hot.
I just put it together. I forgot about the story.
No, yeah,
about
that's the guy that I met at the bar that I was like obsessed with because I thought he looked like Joe Jonas. And now he's less Joe Jonas, more Tom Sandoval.
Maybe it was the glass. I don't know.
No, the glasses weren't it. Like, also another thing. You do not need to wear yellow tinted sunglasses inside.
I was going
to
say, weren't they tinted?
Inside. That, you don't have to do that.
But you know who would do that? Sandoval.
That's too much, Craig.
Craig.
You don't need that already, Craig. Like, you're already good looking. You're already covered in tattoos. Like, you have defining, like, features.
And let me see that, Craig. I want to, I believe her. She has great taste. But I can't see it through those damn lenses.
Yeah, I don't like those
what
sunglasses.
What a travesty.
I am beginning to think that Ariana is just, like, fucking over dealing with all the bullshit of, like, filming with these people and having to be around Sandoval, that she's like, I'm done with these motherfuckers. If you want to do a scene with me, catch me at my home. I'll be FaceTiming Dan.
I know. Like, they have to mic Craig for him to just come in and be like, hey, hey, yo,
yeah,
he's in the gym in the next
like open. They just needed like another body. Just anyone. Because Ann's not there anymore. We've lost Dan.
I know you said this was like a really good episode. And I do think it does get better. But so far, I was like, what the fuck are we doing here?
So what we've been talking about so far is not the good part. What we're getting at next is Sir into the James party.
I was
party.
Like, it feels like a watered down soup. It's just like, let's kind of really stretching for scenes of like, here's a little bit of Ariana saying not much.
Okay, fair. I agree with you. I think now we're getting into some good stuff, though.
Let's hop into it.
Because I missed the Sir scenes. I feel like we're taking it back to the old school. We're seeing...
Oh, well, because, yeah, we have the hurricane come back.
Oh, Jax. Well, first we saw Guillermo as well, looking like a zaddy.
Guillermo was looking good.
God bless him.
Yep.
My first note here is that Jax has absolutely slandered Lisa, and I am shocked that she's allowed him back on her show. And it just further proves that they're throwing Hail Marys this season, because after Scandoval, like, what is there?
Am I just a tomfoolery? It feels like...
Go on.
Because the way that she talked about it was like, she's really good at acting, no? Like, I believe her when she says, like, why did this happen? I didn't know about it. But she is the producer of the show. She knows about it. And she knows, like, she probably told James to do it. But she seems so sincere.
What are you talking about? Oh, about Jax. Oh, she knew Jax was coming.
Because she said, you know, Guillermo, why the fuck did you let this happen?
Oh,
because he slandered me or whatever. And so now they have to, like, have this whole fake scene of where she's in disdain for him coming back.
Well, because they have to do that. Because, okay, here's what happened. Producers were like, okay, so we can milk Scandoval for like the first couple of episodes of this season, right? Like, we
we're
got
using
that.
Craig, we're desperate.
Right. We can milk that, but then what's left? Because Ariana isn't gonna want to film with Tom. They weren't sure who was gonna want to film with Tom. So when they have nothing left to do, when the storyline of this problematic man being Sandoval is kind of done with, what do they need to go do? Find another problematic man. And they went through their call log and they looked and they said, who can we call? Boop, 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 boop. Jax,
well,
you available?
Well, they did the same for Brittany. She's not a problematic female. That's
no,
I think
but
there's
Brittany,
more
Brittany,
to the madness.
No, Brittany didn't come in and stir up shit, though. Brittany came in for a conversation. They called up Jax to create more storylines.
I genuinely think Jax could come in to just grab a pumptini and he would cause a chaotic scene. I don't know what the point was there. I guess, well, it's more to your point of like, yeah, they needed someone problematic.
Well, if you defer back to my viral video of Jax going on a rampage at Jax's Studio City.
Scripted.
In one of his actually, fun fact, I just got a DM from someone at Entertainment Tonight, and they were like, hey, we did an interview with Lisa Vanderpump, like asking her about this video.
Oh my God.
Can we use your video and like credit
yes.
you? And I was like, yeah.
You'll get some followers.
So Lisa saw it. Jax says in the video, like, I'm on it next week. Like, watch it. It was all fucking scripted. So I guess he's referring to this, which,
but I think
that he does not realize the difference between scripted and produced. Like, I'm sure they went in there and were like, Jax, we need you to talk to Lisa. We need you to say this to Katie. We need you to say this to the girls. Which I guess that could be interpreted as scripted, but like at this point.
I genuinely think Jax and Kristen Doughty are the best players in their game. Like, I think they know it's a game and they know what to do to ham it up. But I also think they're just genuinely, and you have to have this je ne sais quoi, genuinely a disaster for them to go into these situations and make them interesting.
Yeah.
So I think it's a mix of both.
Yeah. It's like a perfect storm. It's truly a perfect storm.
It's beautiful.
There's two parts that I thought was funny that's really not like story driving, but when Jax goes up to the girls and he sits there and he's like, well, hello. It gave me the same vibes of here's Johnny.
It was eerie and amazing.
And then Ariana says that if Sandoval and Schwartz lived together, it would be a Mojo Dojo Casa house. Sandoval's house is going to be the ultimate Mojo Dojo Casa house. Like, that was such a perfect comparison.
It was perfect comparison. I was also like, oh, she's seeming really chill about this. But I'm like, oh, she knows this is never gonna happen.
No, she knows.
She knows there's no fucking, the numbers don't number.
But it was nice to see her and Schwartz just have like a cool conversation with each other. I don't think she should ever be fucking cool with Sandoval again. And I wouldn't blame her for never being friends with Schwartz again. But I'm also rooting for her to be cool with Schwartz again. Because I don't know. It was nice to see. I felt like this was Schwartz's episode. Like, he had a great scene with Katie.
Yeah.
He had a great scene with Ariana. Like, he's starting. Because he is, in his own way, I mean, he's a lazy fuck. But in his own way, he is trying to kind of build up his relationships again. Granted, he does it in the way of like, hi, Ariana. I like, no, you don't want to like talk to me. But whatever. It's like, but at least he's not like blaming her for shit like Sandoval is. Like, he has been tail between his legs, waiting for her to kind of come back to him.
He's doing it the right way, asking her if she would be okay with that.
I think she kind of knew it was for a story.
That must be producers, because I don't think he would think it would be like I don't think he think that would be a good idea to ask her, like, why? And I don't think she would actually say it's okay.
Right, why would he even ask her? Although, if I were Ariana, I would be like, yeah, move in with him. That's just a horrible look. It makes you guys look even worse.
Yeah.
Moving in together at 41 years old.
But I feel like what she did was even better. Just being like, if it wants to be a Mojo Dojo Casa house, do it.
There's actually an online theory that, so Raquel was in talks of coming back on to Vanderpump, and it wasn't like official that she wasn't going to come back to Vanderpump, I think, until like maybe like midway through the season. So the online theory is that it was just confirmed that she definitely wasn't coming back, and she was like done with like the talks of it, because a lot of people online think that Ariana seemed a lot more relaxed this episode and chill. And
it was like she was on Xanax.
And like she was like kind of like her old self, which is probably on Xanax. But and I don't know if that's true, but it would make sense. Like, she didn't seem so uptight.
Yeah.
She was chill. She was cooler being around.
Chill.
So that would be a relief for me to know that at least one of the two people I hate aren't going to be back.
Yeah. It's a small battle won.
It is a small battle won. And then another thing, speaking of the internet, that the internet was kind of like up in arms about, is when Lala made that joke where she was like, hold on, I gotta call my husband real fast. And then Brock was like, Lala, you're calling me.
Brock is hilarious.
Brock is funny.
Brock's
like,
really funny.
But the internet, because they made it seem like Sheena was like looking like from afar. The internet thinks that was like a weird thing. I think it was funny. Lala's been very open about how Brock has kind of been like the male figure in her life and has done a lot for Ocean. Let's stop pinning women against each other.
Mm-hmm,
I'm
no
fucking
need.
Over it.
We're over that.
Let's not make the Lala Brock thing a thing, because it's not a fucking thing. I don't want that to become a storyline. I
not
really
a
don't.
Thing. That's the crowd getting out of hand.
Yeah.
I just think it's absolutely fucking insane that James is inviting Tom over. Like, I know it has to happen for the show, but even for it to happen for the show, for him to still just say like, do you want to come in? I'm having like some people over. Like, what? The last time we saw them, he was saying, this is a joke to me. I'm not opening for your band. See you later. You're never going to grow up.
Dude, the wishy-washiness, it's inconsistent. And I know they have to do it for the show. It's why you and I have both said, like, none of them would be friends with each other. Right, you know,
this wouldn't be happening.
They wouldn't be friends with Sandoval, let alone each other, if they weren't on a TV show. But it is so hard to like flip flop back and forth of like, James hates Sandoval, but now he likes Sandoval.
Yeah.
Sheena wants to be friends with Sandoval, but now she's screaming at him. Lala's hanging out with Sandoval, but now she fucking hates him. It's like it's so inconsistent. It is so inconsistent, which to me just makes it seem faker and faker each episode. I'm so done with it. Like, at least Ariana and Katie have the consistency of like, this is who I fuck with, this is who I don't.
Yeah. But at least for Sheena, we see, okay, she's in a bad place with Tom. Then if she gets in a good place, we see that happen. If she gets in a bad place, we see why they got the bad place. James, it's like, okay, we just saw them get to a very bad place. We don't know why now he's in a good place, and then it'll be in a good place, and then all of a sudden like he's back to his venomous
right
angst, and it's just confusing.
Right, it is confusing.
Oh, I have a really important question.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Are you at the next
James's house?
Yes.
Yeah,
to James's house. This is a really important question for you. Which Spice Girl are you, Kate?
Oh, so I actually have a group of friends and we dubbed ourselves the Spice Girls. That's a great question.
Yeah,
I got Ginger. I think Ginger is the one they don't really know what else to give you.
Interesting. But she is debatably the star.
Why I think I got Ginger is because at the time in my friend group, I had like red streaks in my hair.
Well, that's, if you had red hair, you were automatically put in that corner.
But if I had to identify with one, probably Crazy. Or that's not her name. Scary.
What is Crazy? Crazy Spice.
I meant scary.
That's like the Barbie movie when there was like ugly Barbie. Like, who is Crazy
yeah.
Spice?
Crazy Spice does exist. We just haven't seen her. She's been locked up. She hasn't been introduced to society yet.
She's still in the 90s.
Okay, I think I would be Scary Spice. But Scary Spice, she should be called Crazy Spice because she's not scary. She's just like crazy.
She was crazy.
But I don't know.
No one, this was fucked up, but no one wanted to be Scary Spice.
No one wants to be Scary Spice.
Yeah. Now I would go back and be like, you know what? That's a good Spice.
She had the best outfits.
She had the best outfits. She had an attitude.
So who would you be?
I think I'm like, what is it? A baby sun and a sporty rising.
That is so fucked up because I was going to say you're a mix between sporty and baby.
Those were, I wanted to be a baby, so opposite.
No, because the cool girl was always Baby Spice. Like everyone yes. When we were younger, like when I was a kid, I was always Sporty Spice.
When we had parties, I was Baby Spice. No, except I was really sporty as a kid.
I was so
jealous. Everyone tried to make me sporty and I was like, no, I'm a cute pop baby.
Mm.
I'm a Baby Spice.
Everyone wants to be baby. I'm okay with being Ginger now. I don't know what she does.
Why didn't we all want to be Posh?
Because she, in my humble opinion, in our minds, she dressed the most boring. Because she just wore all black. Like, it's not fun to be Posh Spice.
I am Posh now. You know, I take everything back. I mean, I'm not Posh
I don't
posh
see you
now.
As a Posh.
I want to be Posh now.
Yeah. I mean, obviously everyone wants
I mean,
to be Posh.
I mean, like, yeah. I don't deem myself that stylish by any means. I do love black.
You do love black.
Her style is rocking. Her body is also Wonderland.
You know what? It's not even a competition. Just give me one. I don't care.
Yeah.
Spice Girls, if you want to sponsor this podcast. Jax walks into James's party ranting that he's like ready to get crazy. My wife's at home and I have a babysitter. If Brittany's at home and you have a babysitter, why isn't Brittany at the party? Like, we've already seen her once this episode. Like,
I wonder if they were fighting that
he
day.
Hates her. He
and
hates her.
And it was like, I'm not gonna go, Jax, if you're acting like this.
I just don't think Brittany was invited. They can only have one valet person in a scene at a time.
It's a budget thing.
Yeah. We talk a lot about James's separation from Hippie. And at first, look, I'm insensitive. I've been told I'm too tough love. I know I'm insensitive. And at first I was like, it's a fucking dog. Like, this is getting out of hand. But then at the same time, I do think there's probably like something deeper into it.
Yeah.
Maybe he's afraid of losing him again. Someone online said like, if you get someone like random to take care of the dog and Hippie does bite, there is a world where maybe like, the
That's
dog could get taken
good
from him.
Point, yeah. Because Hippie is not a reformed hippie. No. I mean, like they said that he was better, but once a biter, kind of always a biter. There's not much they can do. If he nips someone, that will be a problem. I know people that have had their dogs taken away and euthanized because they bit people.
Yeah, I get it.
And he doesn't want to fuck up again as a dog dad. I felt for that.
But it's so funny because if I saw James's reasoning for not wanting to leave Hippie alone, just written on paper without like specifics of who he was talking about, I would think it was Sheena talking about not wanting to leave Summer. Like, it's the same exact thing. Like I don't want to leave her. I have OCD. I don't trust anybody else with her.
Yeah. Totally. Well, that's why Lala got so pissed off that she was like, yeah, like, I don't know what it's like to leave my child with someone.
Right.
Yeah, crazy buffoon. She really likes the word buffoon this season.
Right. Katie and Jax get in a fight, and it got me a little horny.
I didn't know that word was coming. Let's break this down.
It got me a little horny because I was like, oh, yeah, finally. It's like old school Vanderpump Rules, real drama, because shit goes back.
Because we have the best player in the motherfucking game. It's like watching LeBron.
Yeah, it is like.
LeBron's back in the stadium.
Carolyn, that's a sick comparison. Don't tell Jax that we compared him to one of the best basketball players of all time. Happen. Maybe the best.
Oh my God.
But
we can't have that happen.
It was like, there was just so much history between Jax and Katie. Like, it took them 2 seconds to just explode with each other. It was awesome.
The best reality scenes are when cameras are not prepared for it to happen. When there's shitty angles or something. Yeah. This wasn't part of the script. We're going off script. Oh, it's beautiful.
It was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then I think really the only other big thing to talk about is the fight between Sheena and Tom.
Oh, God.
So yeah, Sheena and Tom get in a heated conversation. And this is a hot take. And I think I have said this before. And I will stand by this, even though I am not a Sheena apologizer anymore. She has a right to be upset over what happened with Scandoval. It did affect her too. No, it didn't affect her to the extent that it affected Ariana or Sandoval or Raquel, whatever. But like, it did. It affected all of them.
Yeah.
Sheena was the closest to...
It affected me.
It affected us. Look at what we're doing right now. We wouldn't be sitting here right now talking about this.
It was consequential.
But like, Sheena was the closest person to Raquel other than Tom and Ariana. Like, yeah. It was a big deal to her. I am kind of tired of them like being like, okay, Sheena. Like, she's allowed to be mad. Her best friends lied to everyone. Now, granted, she is making it seem like they only lied to her. Okay, not to sound abrupt, but our video just cut out because we filmed this on my iPhone. And I guess because of Coachella, I totally ran out of storage and we didn't record like the last 10 minutes of what we said. And Carolyn and I were riffing.
It was amazing.
Like, it was probably our best of Girls Unscripted ever.
And it's all gone.
And it's gone.
It doesn't exist. Actually, no. Well, we have the audio.
We have the audio, but we don't have the video. So
we'll see what happens. So we're gonna backtrack. Start again.
So let's retalk. Be as good.
We don't know. It could be even better. Kate.
It could be better. Let's talk about it like it's the first time.
Yeah.
The best part of the episode, which is the heated conversation between Sheena and Sandoval. It was so heated. This is a hot take, and I know that I have talked about this before, but I do think Sheena has a right to be upset over what happened with Scandoval. Yes, obviously it affected Ariana more than it affected everyone, but like, Scandoval did affect other people in the friend group.
Yeah, it wasn't just an isolated event.
So I don't think it's so like out of control that she like has emotions about it. Do I think she's maybe being a little much? Sure.
She just needs someone to validate her. She just needs someone. She needs Brock to say, honey, I know it was hard.
Yeah.
I bet he does.
I think he does.
Because you saw him stand up for her in the argument.
Well, yeah. So that takes us to in the argument, Tom, you know what? It was a fine argument. I was enjoying watching the argument. Tom had some things to say. Sheena had some things to say. I was like, all right, like, I'm kind of fucking with this, like, go off. And then right when Tom, he was making some points, he decided to ruin everything by saying, you know what, Sheena, you've been the other woman before too.
Ripcord.
Literally, it was a ripcord moment.
Again, he's gone.
We just flung back.
Fool us twice, thrice, I'm done.
And it's a comparison that is not a good comparison.
It's not a good comparison. Our frontal lobes weren't fully formed.
Yeah, Sandoval loves to make these comparisons of shitty things that people have done when they were like 20 years old.
Yeah.
So here he's like, well, Sheena, you did the same thing. You were the other woman, which it isn't the same thing at all. And yes, she was like 20 years old. And then a couple episodes ago, he said the same exact thing to James Kennedy. Like, well, you know, you did the same thing with Kristen, dude. Like, you dated her like right after me and like we were roommates. It's like, James was what, 23 years old when that happened? Like, it's so fucking different. Stop trying to make these comparisons that are not comparisons at all.
They're not. This fight is crazy. When he said the other woman, I audibly gasped. Kyle's jaw was to the floor. And then I vomited. Like, it was so crazy for him to say that.
Well, and I actually did take to the internet because I was curious about what people thought about this fight. Because at first I was like, oh, how dare he? Like, yes. That's so fucked up. But there's a lot of people on the internet that are saying things like, good for fucking him. She needs to be put in her place.
Here's what she does need to stop doing. She does need to drop the act that she did not know she was the other woman. I was being lied to for a year. Like, there's no, she has Google. Out of everyone you know who's using Google, Sheena Shea of who she's fucking. Yeah. Sorry, that was really aggressive.
No, you're right. But also at the same time, it doesn't matter. It still doesn't matter because she wasn't best friends with fucking Brandy.
And yeah, and she was 23.
Yeah.
It just makes no sense. Tom is a fully lobed, developed man.
Yeah.
It's a scientific term.
And then Big Daddy Brock swoops in and really just like stands up for his woman. If there is one thing, like, say what you want about Sheena, say what you want about Brock, he does stick up for her.
And it was sexy.
He is like the only man on this show that sticks up for his partner the way that someone should stick up for their partner when they're in an argument with friends. And he puts his hand on his shoulder and he's like, hey, bro, she's 20, blah, 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 whatever. It's like, good. Fucking stand up for her.
Mm, and he was logical. It was so hot.
Also at the same time though, like, so Sheena gets yelled at by Tom, yep. Right? Sheena is so upset about this whole thing. She's so sad. Brock is upset. This is the man you guys have all been defending the past 4 episodes. This is the same man that you guys have been befriending or trying to be friends mm-hmm. with. And you see the way that he is talking to you. He's not sorry. He doesn't fucking care. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about any of this. How many times does he need to show his true colors before you guys see the rainbow?
And like, I can't even remember if I've said this episode because I feel like we say it every episode 5 times. But yeah, you think you're going somewhere with him and then you're not. He's being an asshole. And it's not going to change. He's always going to hate Sheena. I don't think he hates Sheena. Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if he does. I'm unsure how he feels about her. But even in the, like, we see the previews of the finale scene of Sheena still hanging on asking, well, what do I mean to you? Why doesn't matter what he means to you?
I think he's showed you guys time and time again
that you speak louder.
You all mean nothing. It's not that he hates you.
Yeah.
It's that he loves himself so much that he will never... Look, I do think in Tom's mind, he is a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
I would rely on Tom to pick me up from the airport.
Right.
I would not rely on Tom.
I would rely on Tom to bring the Molly.
Exactly.
You know?
I would not rely on Tom to keep my deepest and darkest secret.
I would not rely on him to be trustworthy.
No, I would not leave him alone with my dog.
His motives would be questioned, but he would pick you up from the airport, which is a big thing for someone to pick you up from the airport in LA. Like, that's a big thing, regardless of his motives, one might say.
Right. He would do something like that, but he doesn't actually care about you. When it's in terms of me versus you, it's always going to be me when it comes to Tom. Like, he could have done the worst thing in the world, mm-hmm. but he is always going to deflect on something bad that you did.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. It doesn't matter. This is Exhibit A, Sheena. It doesn't matter if you're his best fucking friend. He went to the thing that you are most insecure about, the thing that you are so, like, you don't want out there in the world. Yeah. He took that and used it against you in front of everyone, and you still want to have some sort of friendship with him. And you currently do, by the way. She currently does have a friendship with him after he's treated her that way.
And you know, after this, they're going to have some scene where they make up. But Tom, he's not going to just change his mind about what he's clearly thought about Sheena for the past 15 years. Like, he just let the bomb drop that, like, hey, I've always thought of you this way. Our entire friendship, and they're still going to have a conversation and act like nothing happened and moved on. It's going to be frustrating, and Sheena's going to get sad again. It's honestly exhausting.
It is. It's fucking exhausting to watch them all flip-flop, like, one episode they're friends with him, one episode they're yelling at him. Like, doesn't make sense. I do think that kind of brings me to the question of the week. Was Tom Sandoval's comparison to what he did versus what Sheena did a good comparison?
That's it. You worded it well.
Okay, great.
Is it a good comparison?
Or is it valid? Like is what he said valid? Like, should, like, because I know, like I said, the internet is torn of, like,
is it that, okay he went there?
Yeah. Is it, like, that's fucked up that he said that, but also, did she deserve that?
Yeah.
I also saw a tweet that said, why is it okay for Sheena and Lala to yell at Sandoval, but when Ariana does it, she's unhealthy and needs to move on?
Mic drop. And this has also just happened. I mean, it was, what, 6 months since Scandoval broke?
Yeah, like five,
filming
yeah.
just occurred. So give the girl a break.
Like, if Ariana raises her voice at the man who fucking cheated on her under her own roof with her friend, she needs to move on. But Sheena and Lala can yell so hard
about the restraining order, that
their fucking veins are popping out their neck and their acrylic nails are this goddamn close to his face, and that's okay.
Yeah, it is a double standard.
It's wild.
Every week, I feel like I'm more team Ariana.
I know. Well, she's just the only normal one. I'm actually, like, really heated after. I was really heated after I watched that scene. I'm really heated after I talked about it.
Yeah.
So I could really use a bit of a wind down with maybe some ASMR.
Oh my God.
You looked at me like I was crazy.
Well, you said, I thought you said wine down. I thought you were going to pull out wine.
That would be so sick.
Man, you are crazy today.
No.
This is Coachella, Kate. See, we all transform during Coachella.
Coachella.
Okay.
So I'll cue it up. So the ASMR today is, so it's the scene where Katie and Tom are at the diner and Tom is texting Tori, asking her, like, saying hey, or when they want to hang out next or whatever. And you can see the previous texts before that he had texted her, you know, in the past. And we wrote it down, and Carolyn is going to ASMR that text to you, because, you guys, it is, if a 40-year-old man texted you this, you may think differently of him.
All right, so everybody sit back, relax. If you're still here, it's good to have you. If you left, we'll see you next. This is this week's ASMR. Hi, Tori. Sheet. It's next to impossible to make plans while we are filming. Let's let the stars bring us back for number two. Happy Sunday.
Sheet.
I don't know. What would you do?
Let's let the stars bring us back for number two.
And I hope we see that number two.
So I know you guys will never know the bit that got lost in the sauce, but I need you all to know
it was really good. We ended strong.
And I did actually talk about it, and I'll talk about it again. My mom actually texted me, and she was like, I fell off of a ladder. It was actually kind of scary.
I was like, oh my God, no way.
Yeah, well, we'll tell you what we actually said. And, okay, well, let's just reenact it.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, Carolyn, that actually reminds me.
Oh my God, what?
My mom fell off of a ladder.
Oh my God.
No, I know, it was crazy. She fell from, like, pretty.
Is she okay?
Well, no. So she fell from pretty high up and she really hurt her arm. But she was like, thank God it wasn't like my hip or my head or anything. But the reason I'm saying this is because she fell because she got distracted because she was listening to Girls Unscripted.
Oh my God, it's our fault. I feel so badly.
Now say what you actually fucking said.
I took it to a dark direction. Okay, I think I said, see, that's like my worst fucking nightmare, that I wake up to a text and it says, hey, Carolyn, everyone you know is in love is dead.
Yeah, and then I was like, I never fucking said my, I was like, worried my mom was dead.
She was like, Jesus, Carolyn.
Thanks for putting that in my mind.
You had to have been there. I promise it was hilarious.
It was funny yet dark.
It was funny yet dark.
But she's okay. She just hurt her arm. She's a strong woman.
Oh, they're talking about me.
You're not okay.
I'm not okay. Not a strong.
You
woman.
Are not okay. And on the and bit on the weaker side.
Woman. Yeah. It's okay. We can admit it.
So let's just reiterate. You are going to be. What? Oh,
I you was were like, saying it.
You were going to be at. Were you just about to tell me to say that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
we are in
we
sync.
Are in
same,
sync
car,
same car.
Same thoughts.
Same thoughts.
Carolyn is going to be at the Improv this Monday, which is April 29th.
April 29th, 9:30. I think John Campanelli's headlining.
John Campanelli?
Yeah, so it's going to be a fucking good show.
Dude.
And if you come up to me afterwards and say the words Pizza Hut, I'm giving you a bomb-ass great surprise.
A great surprise.
And it's not limited to just one Pizza Hut.
And then you get to see Carolyn in person.
And then you get to see me in person.
Pretty cool.
And maybe I won't be wearing all black. I probably will be.
No, you'll probably. If I can
it's
make a guess, you'd be wearing
outfit.
The same exact
yeah.
outfit. Guys, don't worry. She did not wear this to Coachella.
No, I didn't.
If it
was
a little
very,
colder, maybe.
Yeah, no. If there were Coachella, New York, I would have done
it. Yeah, Coachella, New York, the New York version. All right, as always, we're going to do a Valley episode. Our Valley episode's going to be a little shorter than this one. We're just going to go over the broad strokes. And that Valley episode was fucking spicy.
So stay tuned, motherfuckers.
There you have it. Follow us on Instagram at Girls Unscripted Pod. And as always, thank you guys so much for listening. Sorry we took a week off last week, but thanks for coming back.
We're back and better than ever.
Hell
we love
yeah.
you.
Hell yeah. We love you. See you on the Valley.
Next time.
Bye.